evening, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's Alan Levy's show. We'll be recording tonight. We'll be having a broadcast with comic Mike Trainor. He's a comic on Blog Talk Radio. Should be an entertaining night tonight. This is the pre-show recording, which I expect will be no longer required, given that we're making a change in the service offering, where our hosts now will have their shows recorded when they are scheduled to start and not when they dial into the show. It's obviously an important issue, and it's one that we are addressing, and we're working on that. So my show is about to start in 1 minute, 42 seconds. And I can see now also that we've made that modification. We're showing the number of seconds that the show is about to start also on the switchboard. So just bear with us for about a minute and a half. We'll be beginning the Blog Talk Radio show, Alan Levy's show on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to be covering some internal things, wait for Mike to call, and see who else he's got. Should be a good time. We're going to play some tunes for you for actually half a minute. Let's see if I can pop in my little iTunes and see what we got cooking over here. And we're starting in a few minutes anyway. So, but the next show, if I have any free time, I'm going to play some of my iTunes music. And enjoy some of that. A little Coldplay. How about that? I happen to enjoy Coldplay. You too. Sound a lot alike, but that's fine. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Alan Levy's show on Blog Talk Radio. That's on Alan Levy's show and blogtalkradio.com. And I'd like to welcome everybody here tonight. We're going to have some intro music pretty soon. It's one of the things that we're working on. We want to have some introduction on the beginning and the end of shows, little audio feeds coming into the show. So we're working on a lot of stuff. Keep your comments coming. We have a community and forum on our page. We'd love to hear from you. We listen, we read, we comment, we post. It's vital that we know what the users do. We use it, of course, ourselves. I host two shows a week on Wednesday night and on Sunday nights on Blog Talk Radio. And I'd like to welcome you to the show tonight. It should be a good show. We have one of our hosts, comic Mike Trainor. Just did a show a short while ago, and in fact, he may be on the show shortly. Let's see who's actually. We have a call coming in now. If people want to call tonight, it's 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649. Once again, we have Mike Trainor. He didn't give me his caller number, but I do have a call, and hope maybe that's Mike. So let's see if that's him. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Trainor.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing all right, doing good.
Good, good.
Just wrapped up my own show a little while ago.
And how'd that go?
It went good. It went very good. I actually hit traffic coming home, so I had to have Phil, my friend, host it, and then I called in while I was driving, which is probably not recommended.
No.
But, yeah, I was running late, so I got it done. I multitasked. I pulled off to the side of the road for some of it.
That's okay.
It's,
you know. That's a good thing about it. You can actually host your show from wherever you are, you know, and you use your phone.
It's a pretty cool idea. I had the idea of on Labor Day doing it out, because I was going to have plans being out of like a barbecue and stuff, but I decided that was just that was going to be too much. No one needs to hear what I sound like when I'm at a Labor Day barbecue.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. The traffic could get pretty brutal. I see you have a 718 area code. I just didn't know. I know you're in the city, Queens, or one of
I'm out in Astoria is where I live.
Astoria.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a cool place.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place. A lot of young people.
A lot of good pizza places over there.
Good pizza, good Greek food.
Yeah,
whole lot of cool stuff.
And that's pretty close to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient. And
I thought I would have made it home in time, but I didn't do it.
Hey, that happens, you know.
Yeah.
I see that you're. So anyway, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. I'm glad you had a 2-week hiatus and you're back on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, well, it was just because last weekend I was at the Giants game.
Oh, you went to that? I didn't go. I was supposed to. I didn't go.
It was fun. You know, going to football game is fun. It didn't end the way you were like. Of course,
yeah, but how about today's game?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Unbelievable.
I wanted to talk about it more on my show.
Well, let's talk about it on this show. I can't. There is not a bigger Giant fan than me and my son.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. I was at work, so I had to half watch it.
Right.
But it was down to the wire, and I actually was looking away from the TV when they got that final field goal, and you know, I looked over and it was a commercial, and I was like, "Well, what happened?" I missed the whole thing, but I saw they replayed it enough.
Well, I'm a long suffering Giant fan, and they had a couple of years, you know, and the Lawrence Taylor years are just incredible, and I was a big fan, but I've seen them just. Fold. And tonight's game, of course, they were a disaster the first three quarters. Couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Nothing worked, right? Offense.
Yeah, everyone, because it's so early in the season, you know, people are running really quick, and so.
But the other teams are working pretty good, and it's early in the season for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the fact that, and when they came back, and the Philadelphia made that first down with like 3 minutes to go, 4 minutes. I said, that's it. I got up, walked out of the living room, and said, that's it. You know, so I would people. All of a sudden, he was screaming. I thought someone got shot. And sure enough, they hit the field goal. It was amazing. I didn't even see it.
It was good. It was a good game, exactly what you want. Especially if they just beat Philly a couple times a year, I'm happy.
Season,
you know, it's good.
That's one.
But, Their fans are just obnoxious, and not a big fan of them.
Have you ever gone to a game over there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's brutal. I've been to a lot of games
a
couple years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't wear your jersey, did you?
Oh, I've never been to a game in Philly. No,
I went Lincoln Field.
Oh, how was that?
Oh man, brutal.
So they're just I've heard that they don't. Isn't it true that's the only place where they have a courthouse built into the stadium? Because they have so many drunk people that they can just get them right to a judge, like, right then and there, and get them off to like, whatever they have to do to handle them and get them into jail quicker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you wear a Giant jersey there, your life, you do take your life into your own hands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's passion. They hate the Giants.
Yeah, there's passion. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that they all went into overtime, everyone was on their feet cheering, and then
that's
was
awesome.
Defeated. Because that's where I had to go through last week at the game. It was just like everyone was, you know, up and thought it was going to happen and nothing.
So you're from West Orange. So I see you're from West Orange. There's a little bio.
Yeah, there's a little bio on my website. And I'm from West Orange, and now I moved out to the Astoria.
So where'd you get the humor? I mean, not much funny stuff's going on in West Orange, I don't think.
Well, you know, there's the mafia, but other than that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's, I guess I started doing comedy after college. My friend. Lazo, who was supposed to call in, he might be calling in soon. We both started doing comedy together.
Which college is that?
Elon University in the South, in North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great, and that's why I'm actually doing a show in North Carolina this week. I'm driving down doing the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, which I'm very excited about. Get to catch up with a lot of friends.
Oh,
also, yeah, I'm going to be headlining this club doing 45-minute set, so it'll be a nice, fun couple of days down there.
I bet you could find some funny stuff down in North Carolina.
Oh yeah, it's a whole different part of the world. They're a little different. I'm trying to like reformat my jokes about the South to be like every part of the country is a little weird, rather than just making fun of the South.
Right.
But like I've changed it from being the South is really racist I used to say on stage, and now I say, it's not that it sounds really racist, it's just they're racist, it's the same amount of racists that we have up here, just in the South, they're a little too psyched about it.
Yeah, right.
They're a little too excited about their racism. The same number all around, but, like, you meet a Southern racist, and they want to tell you they're racist right away. Like, that's the first hobby they want you to know about.
Right.
And yeah, so it's you know, that's the way I'm going to try and do my usual material, but not offend. I would hate to offend a racist. What would that be like? I'd feel like a real jerk. It's like, oh, I can't, how could he discriminate against me just because I hate every minority? So that would be a nightmare.
That is, I mean, but with the religious right, you know, and there, you know, it's a lot of stuff. It's good material down there.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the comedy club crowd is not a whole. It's not all like that, but there is a lot of the very right wing conservative stuff down there.
Yeah.
And now they don't even like Bush down there. No one like, you know, like I feel kind of cool. I feel like not liking Bush is like some hip band that I liked 3 or 4 years ago, and now it's all on the radio and everyone likes it. You know, it's like, oh, I was hating Bush back before it was cool.
Right.
You know? But,
you were an innovator. You were a visionary. You probably hated Bush a few years back.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the day.
Yeah, he's got problems. He does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy job, though. I mean, would you want that job? Come on.
Being president?
Oh, no. Anything. Mayor, president. I mean, these guys just can't wait to get back in. I don't understand it. I mean, what, to get driven everywhere? They don't have to use their credit cards? I mean, what's the benefit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, I guess there's just it's a very strange personality that says, I think I'm gonna try and run the world. I don't know. Politics isn't for me. I think I decided that when I started putting my material online. That kind of
Oh, you did do that?
Removed that possibility from my life. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting trip down there just because I lived down there for 4 years, you know, so
yeah.
I got a lot of friends and a lot of good times down
there.
Is this
the first time you're back?
I visited. I haven't been down there as a comic, so.
I see.
So this will be nice. I'll be doing, you know, local radio down there and trying to make – it's the biggest club in the area, and that really part of the country, I think. So it's going to be very exciting.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe can we record it live on Blog Talk Radio or something?
I don't know.
Maybe.
It's a 45-minute gig. I don't know what how I would set it up with a phone. I'll look into it.
We should check it out. And I have my technical people, too. We could even upload it and put it on, you know, set up a show, and people can podcast it or download it from your host channel.
Absolutely. So here's what I'm interested in. Blog Talk Radio, that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Because it is an interesting idea, and like we were talking about it tonight, and like friends, I have a friend who I went to high school with who is the technology guy. He's always been the guy who's on top of everything in terms of, and he can build you a web page, he can, you know, fix your VCR. He's that guy.
Yeah.
And he wanted to look at our show, and he was looking at the website, and he's like, "How do I listen?" You know, and he's the guy that should be able to see it like Matrix vision and know exactly. So it's like it seems like maybe the page needs like a big flashing play button that you just click.
You know, and it's amazing. I'm on it now, and I'm on the homepage. First of all, on the homepage, it lists now there are three shows going on now. One is our show. There's another one, this guy Hurricane Katrina, and it's on air with like a you know, an icon that usually means listen. It's like a button. It's like a speaker.
Hmm.
And it's on the homepage. And if you go into the host channel where people can, on my host channel, for example, then people want to call into the show, it's 347-677-0649. It says listen to this show now. So click to listen to this show. It says listen to this show live now. And it's a blue link button. But, okay, you know what? I'm going to take that. This is a tech guy who's saying it's not easy to find. Well, that's changed. I'm changing.
Maybe it has something to do with the fact that if it's like it's an 8 o'clock show and some guy comes on at like 7:55.
Well, that's, yeah, okay. No, and that's definitely, yeah, that's an issue. And that what that is that we need to refresh the host channel page and the guide so – it's refreshing. Like when you're on your switchboard, you know you're on air because it says now on air, and it moves the time. If you're doing an 8 o'clock show and someone goes on at 7:50, if they don't refresh their page, they don't know that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a valid point for sure.
Yeah, well, hey, it's a new thing. It's only a couple months old, right?
Yeah, it's not even 2 months old.
What's the craziest show that you've seen pop up on it?
Oh, first of all, 2 months ago, before we even launched live, I said, this is, you know, are people going to like this? I mean, are we going to get, you know, how are people going to view this? I mean, first we got to think about getting it out there, but is this a viable platform? I think I've answered that. Actually, people set up shows from 25 countries after the third day. We didn't have archive up yet, but I had shows from Swaziland, Falkland Islands. It's remarkable. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, wow. It is wow. So the first few shows, actually, I had the Los Angeles Fire Department, who's still a host on Blog Talk Radio, the guy who runs the LAFD press, and he does CNN. He's always out in the front, always in the news. He's a technology guy, and he set up a show on Blog Talk Radio. So then one night, I'm listening. Of course, there were like four or five hosts. Nothing was doing on Blog Talk. You know, people were listening with my mother, my sister. You know, those were our listeners. So I see a show, Two Guys with Testicles. That was the name of the show.
Okay.
So I said, what is this, Two Guys with Testicles? So I wait for the show. It's like 10 o'clock at night in New York. I call the show, and these two guys are on air. They're actually on air. And they're like, hey, we're on air, you know. Hey, someone's calling us. You know, somebody's calling us. So you're on Blog Talk Radio, Two Guys with Testicles. I said, hey, what is the show about? He said, hey, Two Guys with Testicles.
Well, there you go, I guess. They give you what they promise.
That's what it was. You know, so I had a couple of other shows which were, after midnight. We need an after midnight rating. I had one, actually a wild show. It was this Matthew Fashion show.
Uh-huh.
He's a host. He's a big MySpace. He's got a lot of friends on MySpace, and he does a good show. He does a show also Sunday nights, I think, 10 o'clock. Great guy. He had some guests on, this late girl from America's Top Model,
uh-huh.
Michelle, who was plastered, wasted beyond belief.
She's
describing in intimate detail what she did this past weekend with her boyfriend and her very close friend, the three of them together.
That's an inevitable thing. You create a new medium, and I think one of the first things people want to put on it is,
yeah,
gross
exactly.
Stuff.
Anything related to the internet. So
testicles,
I'm listening to the show.
Sex, all that stuff.
What?
I mean, and two guys with testicles or a girl talking about what she did with her boyfriend, all that stuff.
Yeah, but at least, I mean, with Matthew, he's actually got a real show, and he's committed to it, and he has content. But this girl got on from America's Top Model, and they were talking about, you know, eating out. I thought they were talking about going to the restaurant. They were pretty graphic. And I called up. I said, I'm curious, guys. I mean, Matthew knows me. Hey, Alan, how you doing? Yeah, good. You know, I want you to meet Michelle. I think I already met her. I mean, she was in such vivid detail. It was incredible.
So, hey, I'll go check out this.
Hey,
I'll check out that archive. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's wild. So
I was looking at the archives for my show. The most listened to show is the one that didn't work and play it, and nothing plays. It's the one we do the most.
Well, we could delete that. You know, you could
okay. Yeah,
that
maybe
show.
Maybe I should do that.
Well,
people seem to like it.
Yeah, people like that show, right?
Yeah, you know, the one that you can't hear anything.
We just put up last week the most popular shows on our homepage.
I saw that. I saw you have a list.
It's really cool now. So the top show is a show called NG Radio. It's Bollywood, like Indian movies. These guys, I don't know the guy's name, but it's NG Radio. 1,000 downloads this week.
Wow.
1,000 downloads. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it just could go exponentially. I remember it was like podcast was only a few years old, and I remember when I would like say podcast and no one knew what the hell I was talking about.
Right.
And you know, it was very slow to catch on, and then all of a sudden it was everywhere.
Right. Yeah, but this is live.
Mm-hmm. This is live, and it's a whole different adventure. When you're doing it, you feel like those chat lines you could call in, and like those party lines. That's what it feels like.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is. It is funny. Just you're taking calls from people, and you're like, oh, someone was listening. But I have done a lot of radio, so it's not that foreign of an experience.
Well, we're going to have we did a 9/11 tribute show, which went really well. But it's on our homepage, and now it's about 2.5 hours. And we had people calling in from all over the country, reading material and stuff that we dug deep from the web. Really good. But one of the things that we worked on with that was incorporating audio feeds into the shows. So that's what the next thing we'll be doing now. Intro, audio feeds, bumper music. You know, you want to play some music. People want to, you know, bands that want to come on, they want to be able to play some of their music. So that's the next kind of evolution.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I tried to play some music when I started my show, and I was just holding the phone up to my iTunes. I don't know how well that, how good that sounded, but yeah, that's definitely, you see that being the next step.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely. You know, it's, but I always felt that for there's so many ways to use this platform. Hold on a second. Let's see. I may have another call here. Hold on. Let's see. There's someone online. For comedy, you know, I think it's terrific. I mean, you've got an opportunity to try material. It's archived. Mm-hmm. You don't like it, you get rid of it. But hold on, let's see who's here. We have a call.
Might be Phil Mazzo, the guy.
You're on Blog Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello?
973. Is this
that's
Phil?
973 is Phil.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe...
I just heard a hello, though. Are you on?
He says he's talking. I'm talking to him on Instant Messenger right now.
Oh, he says he's talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, maybe he's on mute on his line or something, because we're talking, and I let him call back in. I'll hang up on him and call back in.
Yeah.
Let him check. Let him check his line.
I told him to call again. He's gonna do it.
Okay.
But yeah. Anyway. So what's the weirdest one? I guess the guys with testicles. You've heard. I guess you've heard it all now. You've got 25
shows. Well,
not at all.
I'm waiting for you to do the weirdest one.
I'm working on that. Next Sunday I'll be driving back from a gig, and it'll be after a long week of driving around, so I'll probably be insane enough to do an interesting show.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's see if we can get it. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Good.
This is Phil Mazzo, my fellow comedian, the guy who's coming down to Charlotte with me
wow.
at the Comedy Zone. And, yeah, it's going to be the two of us for an hour and a half. Just it's going to be the first time that just the two of us have done that much comedy together, so it'll be a lot of fun.
You're doing it separately, or are you doing some joint stuff?
Separately, but we haven't been out on the road in a big club like this before, so, yeah, it's going to be the next step for what we're trying to do with our careers here, so it's pretty cool.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the 45 minutes, is that a long, I mean, is that, like in comedy clubs in New York, I mean, would
you
get shorter?
You only get, I mean, it's really quick. I did a set at Gotham this week that was 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's a lot of the times it's very, like, let's see what you got, and even a feature set would be 15 minutes. And so to do 45 minutes is something that's nice. I'll be able to be very comfortable up there and take my time.
Have you guys scoped out where all the Denny's are on the way down?
I think we won't have to. I think there's enough. Whenever you want a Denny's, there's there. Or a Waffle House.
Nice.
I'm more of a Waffle House guy myself.
You are?
Yeah, because, you know, you get to see, you know, those places are the same place, same time very disgusting and very cool to go to for some reason late at night. I don't know. But, yeah, that's a big part of whenever you go down in the South, you hit up a Waffle House or two.
Well, you're not in the Texas area, which, of course, you'll see a lot more in the way of guns. But is that – I mean, they guys carry weapons over there?
At the Waffle House?
I mean, people carry weapons here.
Yeah,
right.
You live in New York, so, you know.
That's true. You're right. If you're in the city, you're seeing that, too, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Phil, are you doing the blog shows also with Mike? Are you –
The Blog Show?
Yeah, on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I've been doing Mike's show since he's been on it. I'm actually thinking of maybe I could start my own little thing at some point.
Well, you know what's a good idea is that if you do like a comedy night thing, we could promote it and get some other comics on who can do their own shows and try out the material and start creating this comedy channel on Blog Talk Radio. And we already
have that would be great.
A pretty good genre of comics. We've got, you know, I mean, this Adam Hinkler. He's a comic. I don't know if you know him. He's the MySpace guy.
Yeah, okay, Adam Hinkler. Yeah, the name's familiar, yeah.
Yep, so he's one of our shows there. But that would be an interesting use of Blog Talk Radio, just getting different comics and run like comedy, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You should have a comedy channel, and you should also make it, like, very easy for people to know how to listen in. Cause
yeah, we were talking about that earlier. We this is the same mutual friend of ours that was having the problems getting on. And it was very baffling because he is the master of
so, technology. So, Phil, are you near a computer now?
Indeed I am.
And if you go to the homepage...
Oh, I easily figured it out, but also because I've done it before.
Right, so you see it says on air, but I'm telling you, listen here now. That is going to be... That's what I'm doing tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
It's listen here now day tomorrow.
Phil, what are you doing tomorrow?
What am I doing tomorrow? What is...
Not as exciting as listening to here now.
Yeah, I'm gonna be prepping for our road trip. I have, I'm gonna get a couple books on tape, maybe get some laundry done, maybe wash dishes. So when I get back, my place isn't a environmental hazard. Just to do the little things before we go out of town. This little adventure, I'm looking forward to it.
Do you guys have groupies or stuff, like girls that just follow you guys around, like rock bands? And...
It's not like rock bands, but we promote ourselves on MySpace a lot. We send
right.
a lot of messages trying to get people to show up to things. And I recently I had my first, I think a lot of people have come to shows because of this MySpace thing, but they don't tell me. They won't tell me how they know me or why, or they won't say anything to me. They'll just come to the show and leave. But I had my first experience where a girl came up to me after a show and was like, I'm here because, of MySpace. I'm a beautiful girl. I couldn't believe, I was expecting, like, if I ever met anyone, it would be, like, a Star Trek-looking guy. You know, like, I would have never thought that it would have worked out like that. So, you know, they're on a lot. But, welcome aboard. No, I yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, let me ask you something. Are all the shows pretty much in the evening?
Most of the live shows are done at night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Most of them are done at night.
What do you think?
A midday show would be great
show.
When people are sitting in front of their computers at work. You know,
yeah, like a noon show, like at lunch? What do you think? Do you think that would work?
Yeah, lunch show. Well, the good thing about it is, I mean, you've got, you know, what's interesting about it, most people don't listen to the shows. I was saying that the show that had 1,000 downloads, the number one show, that's NG Talkie, show number 4, Bollywood, they're very active on the web, these guys, but... They probably had 30 listeners or 40, but 900 downloads. So
yeah, but these Indian people, like, it's all their family listening.
Yeah, right. Right. Yes, yeah, that's true. But I still take it. You know, I don't mind. I'm counting those as family members.
Uh-huh.
It's a new idea, and I think it's definitely gonna it could catch on very very easily.
I hope so. You know,
yeah,
but so the point is that yeah, like a noon or 1 o'clock show. You know, lunch, great. You know, out to lunch.
Yeah, that's a lunch with Phil Mazza. What do you say, Phil?
But, you know, the thing is this.
Great idea.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of use to this platform, and that's why I was thinking about comics, and that's why we actually went into MySpace and we started reaching out to some. And you try out your material. Come on in. It's another way to promote yourself. It's linked to your blog. You know, you have a talk show. It's like a cool thing.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
And we'd like to do more of that. I think we can really create I'd like to create a really good comedy channel
So would ideally you would divide it up into channels at some point?
Well, yeah. Well, right now we have genres on the homepage also. You can see you've got politics, you've got entertainment, you've got comedy. So, you know, we will have stations. At some point we'll have a preference page. If I want to focus on stations, I want comedy. You know, and here's all – actually right now if you want comedy, you could select the genre and you say comedy and you get all kinds of comics.
That's great. Well, I had the radio experience. I had done a serious show for a while. And I might be going back into actual radio a little bit more. And we always would have a very strict agenda what we're going to talk about and break it down into segments and everything. But with this, I feel a lot more comfortable just having some friends call in and talk about what we did that day. That's what our show just was, just giggling about the stupid stuff we did this week. And we filled a half hour. I think it was all right. We'll let the listeners decide. But... yeah, it's definitely a very casual, cool way to go about doing a radio show.
But you could do your own stuff, too. I mean, you could do material on it, too. I mean, look, you can say, you know, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Gestapo here, you know, police censor.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, that is good. I mean, sometimes it gets carried away. We've had a few shows where, you know, if I had the bleeper, I would. But it wasn't even so much that, as I said, you know, the girl from America's Top Model, she was kind of wild. Probably
yeah,
someone you'd want to meet, I would think.
Yeah, I'm not going to get mad. If some girl who's a model wants to talk filthy, sexy stuff on the internet,
yeah.
I think some people might want to hear that
well,
out there.
We do
there
have.
There might be an audience for that.
We do have. One of our early hosts, quite in fact, is she must be a real early adopter. She's a porn star. Jane Austen. If you go into Search Blog Talk Radio, you'll see this show, Jane Austen.
There's a porn star named Jane Austen. That's great.
Yeah.
she picked a classic literature artist.
She has a show. I mean, I don't know. I should reach out to her.
It's funny that she would pick that name as a stage name. A great writer. If I would have gone with like Emily Dickinson, because then you've got the innuendo working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's focused on her intelligence. I mean, that's obviously her emphasis.
Yes, I'm sure. That's what she's known for.
I was quite shocked, actually, to see this beautiful picture on the host channel, this gorgeous girl. It's like, wow, I mean, what's going on? You know, anyway, her show didn't last too long, though. But, you know.
It's kind of like when the iPod with the video came out. I think, like, maybe 30 seconds later, there was pornography available for it.
Let me ask you guys, what about, like, since you're all audio, you talk, and this, that, you know, so the spoken word for you is the bucks. But,
uh-huh.
like, web using video in incorporating this.
In what we're doing right now?
Well, Blog Talk Telly. Let's say you did a webcam, and you're able to host your show, but with not just an audio feed, but with a video feed.
That'd be cool.
That'd be great. I'm all for people looking at me.
Yeah,
that's why you go into comedy.
Yeah, and I see.
I might have to get dressed.
That's the problem.
Which I'm not
yeah.
right now.
That's my concern, actually. See, I see Mike on his link to his blog. He's, you know, he's a good-looking guy, presentable. But what about the guys, you know, they're out there in their underwear and shorts. I don't want
yeah.
them on the webcam. That's my
I'm
problem.
Doing this on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evenings. That's not when I'm looking my freshest.
Yeah,
maybe the one I wouldn't have to worry about.
One of those webcam girl things you find.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That people just be making, yeah, they wouldn't be like charging people directly. So I kind of like it.
Not
yeah.
It has to be really managed, though. You see, the difference is like YouTube. You can't put pornography on YouTube because they look at these files and they're not live. They're just
mm-hmm.
clips, so they can edit, get rid of them. Mine is live. You know, I've got about a 20-second delay. We can't manage through that. So that's one of
yeah,
the challenges.
Yeah, I think you answered your own question on that one. It would be out for about 30 seconds, and then it would be like some guy just playing with himself. And his name would be Phil Mazzo, and it would be called Out to Lunch with
hey,
Phil Mazzo, completely misrepresenting himself in the title of the show.
I wouldn't even talk. I would just do stuff.
It's like a completely misleading title. Like, we're going to talk about flower arrangements today. And you click on it and it's still power driving.
Well, it would be a flower arrangement.
It's been described as that.
Well, you could
do
I'm
sorry, Al. We're trashing up your nice show.
Hey, trashing? What do you mean? That's why I'm... Hey, this is a pleasure. You know, my last guest was the op-ed columnist for the New York Star Ledger.
Oh, God. It was a ball of laughs?
Oh, my God. I mean, I can't tell you. And my guest couldn't call in. I had this lady called On the Set. She's this publicist from L.A. who's got a lot of energy. She's a host also. And she couldn't make it. I didn't
mm-hmm.
realize it. Oh, man. We started talking about tax rates in you know, Orange County. Oh,
God.
I was looking forward to this call.
All right, well, hey, we're trying to deliver the laughs.
You are. You're doing a good job of it, too.
Yeah, well,
So what else do you want to see? What else can we get you on Blog Talk Radio? And also, how do you think we get some more hosts? I mean, are you in MySpace? Do you spend a lot of time updating the site? And
mm-hmm. I didn't get as much of a chance for today.
Stuff?
Yeah, I was a little occupied during the day today. I have a day job working in radio, actually, so that's where I was today.
What do you do?
I work at for the CBS news station in New York, WCBS.
Really?
And yes, which I'm sure they're glad. Well, you know, whatever. I'm not saying anything too bad.
Hey, my buddy is Mike Oranger. He's a senior VP there in marketing, so that's okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm in the Katie Kirk building, as it's now known, And where they do all that stuff, where they do As the World Turns, and they do 60 Minutes there, and our radio station's there. And I also work for New York One, the news station that they only have in the boroughs here. I'm a writer for them. So when I'm not doing laughs, that's why I was in a funniest reporter contest this week, because I kind of work in the media, mm-hmm. and I lost it, but I was in the contest, and it was fun.
Well, what do you do with, like, promoting MySpace? Would you be, you know, let's say sending people out notes to your friends on, hey, I'm doing a show. Do you do that stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. I keep people updated because people always ask me, like friends of mine will try and be like, oh, I want to come to your show. I just don't know when the next one is. So I keep them all updated so they can't have that excuse. I have mailing lists they can get on. I have a website. I have
what
MySpace.
About your blog show?
And
they don't have to travel to listen to you
exactly.
on Blog Talk Radio.
So I give them a lot of places to find me, and it's, you know, someday it'll be for the public at large, but right now it's for people I meet who want to come check me out, and it definitely is a good way just to get to remind people of what you're up to, because when you're trying to do something creative, you rely on your buddies coming to see you a lot. And so it's a good way to get the word out on that. And occasionally, like I said before, sometimes a random hot chick comes up and shows up out of nowhere that's met you on the internet and you didn't even know.
And that's what it's all about.
Isn't it really?
That's why
any technology. I'm sure Alan invented this Blog Talk Radio in some way down the road to meet chicks, right?
I think that's the Industrial Revolution started.
That's the end game
Totally. I can't wait to go to L.A. and meet all the chicks that are waiting to see me.
Yeah, where's this Blog Talk Radio guy?
I'm sure they're lined up.
They're like, what the fuck? What is that? You know, so they'll be there. That's okay.
So where are you based out of?
New Jersey.
Jersey. Oh, where in Jersey?
In Jersey.
And I'm up north in Bergen, 168 on the Parkway.
Gotcha. Up there, up by the GWB.
What's it called? Park.
Park Ridge. Well, but it's actually Woodcliff Lake.
Ah.
So I'm up this part, and actually I started a few businesses before this. I was in telecom, and I got into we created this Blog Talk Radio because I was checking out blogs, and I said, hey, how cool would it be if bloggers who spend all their day blogging, and spending hours and hours. I mean, you're a comic, so you spend hours doing your thing, but a lot of the people on Blog Talk Radio are political bloggers. And other types, mm-hmm. they write all day. I mean, and they don't get any feedback from their audience except for comments that are posted on their blogs. Mm-hmm. How cool would it be to kind of turn those blogs into talking blogs?
Do you have a comment section on the Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, each host, in fact, has their own show notes where you can talk about your show and say, hey, you know, listen to my show tomorrow. You have your own blog entry, your own blog section on your host channel.
But what about, like, people who are listening in? Can they leave comments?
Yeah, they can leave comments. We have a forum that people can post to. I have my own blog show in my host channel. So this is like I promoted Mike's show, you know, Mike and tonight, and so people leave comments. Yeah.
So where are you from originally?
I'm from New York, Long Island.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually, my mom is from Astoria. Born there, and I was from Whitestone.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you've been out to Astoria a lot.
I've been out to Astoria. In fact, I was an accountant. I shouldn't say, well, I could say it, for like 12 years, 13 years. I had a client in Astoria. This was an equipment rental company, okay? Their neighbor was Gotti. Okay, you know these big backhoes and stuff?
Uh-huh.
And I used to go to Astoria because they had some big sales tax problems and other problems. And they had big, nasty dogs in their yards there. And
this was right next door to Gotti, you said?
Yeah. Their office was right next door to Gotti. And I used to go there. I was a kid. I was, you know, a kid. I shouldn't say that. You're kids. I mean, I was your age, so I'm mm-hmm. a little older now. Mm-hmm. But I went over
like
there.
Years ago?
Years ago. You used to use that term, years ago. Yeah, right. So I used to go, and I had to tell these people they owed like millions of dollars in taxes, and they used, you know, the mother, the big fat Italian mother, you know, like cursing at me, and you know.
Well, I mean, you don't have to say she's fat. You said she's Italian. That's enough.
That reminds me. Speaking of Italians, I'm gonna probably the San Gennaro Fest is going on in New York right now. for people outside New York, it's the big thing in Little Italy they have going on. I tried to go there last night, take a girl out, have a nice night out. It is disgusting down there. It's just so packed and miserable. Like, I can't, it's like the opposite of fun down there. It's just too many people and, like, every Italian stereotype out on display. But that wasn't even, that I didn't care about. Like, I knew, I was expecting that. I wanted to, you know, sit down, have a nice, you know, slice of pizza and have a few beers. Yeah, and some of that. But it was just, it was too packed with it. And plus, it's next to Chinatown, and Chinatown is known for mountains of garbage. That's kind of what you get when you go to Chinatown. So it was the crowds and the piles of garbage. I didn't enjoy the San Gennaro Fest this year.
Do they have people who are like those, like, you know how in, like, Italy they've got those, like, Roman soldiers, you can take pictures with them?
No, it was more like, there was the American Italian.
The guys who were wearing, like, gym suits. Like, hey, can we take a picture with them?
It was more like KTU was bumping techno music, and
Soprano guys there.
A lot of guys who thought they were the Soprano guys.
Right.
And there was one point where I was trying to wade through this crowd, and I had this Italian dude behind me. I didn't even look at him the whole time, but I could just hear him being like, "All right, look at this guy. He's going through the crowd. I like how this guy's doing it. No, no, no!" Like right on my tail the whole way through, following me, and. Yeah, I was with a girl. We finally just bolted, went to the village. I couldn't deal with it. There was too much crowds. But I've been there before when it's a little less. I think you got to go on like a Tuesday. Don't try and do it on a Saturday night.
Wow. You guys know what else I hate about telling people though?
What?
It would just turn into like a bash Italians.
When they won the World Cup, that was a day to be in Astoria. It was like, it was crazy. I walked outside the bar where the game was going on. As soon as the game was going on, the guy's waving flags, honking in the street. It's like, were they even watching the game? Like, as soon as the game was over, they were out there honking. It was fun.
You ever been to Italy, Alan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of times.
Beautiful place.
Beautiful. We had offices in Europe, so I was in all over. I lived in London, too, which is a great town. Have you been there?
In London?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, God.
Hey, by the way, I heard something about the Pope recently had to apologize or something.
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, apparently, maybe Alan knows a little bit more.
No, Mike, you go.
Okay, well, basically, my understanding was he was talking about some guy, some dude who was thousands of years ago, he was quoting someone who said that Islam is all about jihad and Islam is somehow wrong and all, but I think he was quoting it in the context of being like, you know, we don't talk like this anymore, it's good that we're getting along better, but they just quoted that section of it to people in Arab countries, and they kind of flipped out a little bit. They don't have much of a sense of humor over there. the cartoons a couple of years ago, like that was a couple months ago even. That was crazy.
I was kind of happy. Yeah, I'm a Jew. I'm Jewish, and
you know,
I love hearing the Iranian president just say he wants to exterminate me and all the rest of us. So when the Pope, you know, goes out and says that, you know, there's a real threat of, you know, fanaticism and jihad in this faith, it's like, hey, you know, go after him now. You know, give us a break already. Crazy.
Yeah.
Funny that,
don't worry. They'll get back to Jews. They're just taking a break. So I'm sure they were like those same guys. You know,
they could go up to Jesus for like a couple of months.
They'll always secretly be also disliking Jews, I think.
Oh no, that's for sure. That's
I don't
deeply.
Even know if it's going to be a secret.
Yes. Secrets out, actually.
I like how they're like, hey, how can you be telling us that we're wrong and stuff? Haven't you been listening to us for the last, like, 50 years? You guys are wrong. Hello?
Yeah. It's scary. I mean, these guys get out. I mean, they're just nuts. I don't get it, you know?
The whole cartoon thing, that was nuts. Like, I couldn't understand them getting that upset about just what someone thinks on the other end of the world. Like, who cares?
No, but think about this. What's so bizarre about it, you've got a billion Muslims, a billion in the world or more, like 1.2 billion, and there's these a few nutheads that are just speaking on behalf of the whole faith. Could you imagine, like, if there was some radical far-right Catholic religion, well, there was the KKK, right? Yeah. But look,
mm-hmm.
they were just told, no one endorsed them. I mean, the centrist Catholic or any centrist organization, Jewish, would throw this, would not tolerate it. But this Muslim faith, forget it.
It would be like if we elected a crazy redneck to represent us. Oh, wait.
We're not even elected. What about if some crazy redhead came, popped out from, let's say, North Carolina?
Did you say redhead?
And all of a sudden just wanted to spew hate and just started bombing things. I mean, just started, like, killing people on behalf of Christ. Because he interpreted something that Christ gave him the power. I mean, come on.
Right. We've had those, too, in the past. But, like, back in the Middle Ages. Not like today.
Right. And that's what's amazing about this.
Yeah, not to mention that they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, we were cutting off heads. That was cool, but you're going to draw a cartoon?
That's crazy.
Whoa, buddy.
I mean, and the cartoons just seemed so harmless when you looked at it. Like, it was Muhammad with a bomb and, like, a wick. And it was so hard to, it was hard to see the cartoons. CNN, it was like CNN was agreeing with the crazy people and being like, we're not going to show it because... You know, it is messed up. It's messed up, this drawing. Like, what? It's like, you guys will run stories. I was watching, you watch CNN on the weekends, and that's when you see,
you
like, the real flowery, stupid stories that they run on the weekend. I was watching, they did a story about Girls Gone Wild and the lawsuits about it. And they're talking about how disgusting it is. It was an excuse to show Girls Gone Wild on CNN. That's why they were doing it. And they're going to throw that crap up. And then they're going to be like, well, we're not going to show this cartoon because that would just be in poor taste. But they don't care. But the fact that they weren't showing, I can understand being upset if it had, like, Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes peeing on Muhammad because that's copyright infringement. And that's just not cool. I don't condone that.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, that, you know, it's hard to find humor with this. I guess this, you know, this topic.
I think it's pretty easy.
Oh, yeah, well, it's comics. It's definitely, like, something horrible will happen, and you'll go to open mic that week, and it'll be like, let's hear the jokes. Like, when Dick Cheney shot the guy, like, you couldn't go to an open mic without hearing every comic being like, okay, I know everyone's talking about it, but...
What do you think of the Stewart? What do you think of
the
Stewart show?
Because all the
spots are filled. Wait, what did you say?
What do you think of John... I'm sorry, Phil, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
What do you think of John Stewart's show?
He does a very good job.
Oh,
it's
hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it's great, because something will happen, and I'll write some jokes, so I'll hear some people do jokes about it, and then you watch The Daily Show that night, and you're like, oh, no, that's the joke about it. Yeah, that was better. But
he's
they're very funny, very good writers. And
there's other guys, this Cordry, like Rob Cordry and then Colbert, and, I mean, talent.
You could tell it's caught on, because if you hear comics pitching their ideas for things nowadays, every single thing is like, all right, we're going to do The Daily Show, but it's on the radio. Or we're going to do The Daily Show, but it's about sports. Or Daily Show, but everyone has a funny accent. It's like everyone's doing their version of The Daily Show now. And you're going to see it's going to be like, it's a whole new type of comedy.
Oh, I think he should be, I mean, I don't know, when the Nightline guy left, Koppel, I would have loved to see him. Now, his humor may not have held true, you know, and because he's got to be in the network, but he's amazingly talented, I think.
Mm-hmm. And
I love how he took over for Craig Kilborn, who was like, oh, I'm a little too big for this. I'm going to go to wherever he went to.
Yeah, he had that show after Letterman. They kind of fell apart.
Meanwhile, Jon Stewart showed that being on Comedy Central, like, you could get enormously huge and be on Comedy Central.
But these interviews where, like, Colbert will go to, like, every council person in the country, you know, one episode, talk to these people, and they're just such idiots. I mean, you think these are not – are this live? I mean, you think this is possible?
People just like the FaceTime. I think they know what they're walking into at this point. They have to have handlers that are like, okay, he's going to say some stuff and you're going to look stupid, but the kids will see you and know who you are, so do it.
But how about that Ali G stuff, though? That's crazy stuff.
That was always great. When he sat down with, like, Newt Gingrich and
that's great.
That was hilarious. They had no idea what they're walking into. It was hilarious.
Yeah, their eyes start searching around the room. They're looking for their handlers.
Yeah, and then he'll throw. Do you remember some specifics? I'm trying to think of some stuff he said to some people.
Like to politicians.
Yeah.
Boutros
Ghali he had on, yeah.
I like when he has, like, the religious, those, you know, about birth control, you know, these far right wingers, and he starts talking about, you know, getting laid and sex, and he asks one of these, this big fat lady with a big cross, you know, do you swallow? And
Yeah, he had on a panel, and it was like a guy who's a virgin, like who's never had sex,
right.
Sitting next to a porn star, sitting next to some woman's rights advocate. So he would just go around the room.
Priest.
Yeah, and he's like, virgin, what do you think of that? Like, pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then he's talking to the priest, and he's like, would you sleep with this woman? And he's like, of course not, I'm a priest. He's like, what if she was a bit fitter? Definitely, as far as I'm concerned, he's like the funniest thing out there.
He is.
Yeah, when I first put that on, I thought it was three different people. It'd be completely fooled.
Well, the
me.
Gay guy is also hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he'll be having
when
his own
When are they
movie.
Not, though?
Yeah.
Right.
So Phil gets...
Let's be honest.
Well, you know,
there's no answer to that.
I have no comment. We have our own category of gay and homosexual here on Blog Talk Radio.
Do you?
What
yeah,
do you
we do
that.
It's a genre. Actually, we haven't created our own genre. I think it's buried into. There's a show, Fireside Chats. Brandon runs that one.
Oh my God! I got to call into some of these. Are there shows with other shows with lesbians?
Hey.
It's okay, you know. Hey, everyone is entitled to a voice.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
Hey.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. But I like to get Ali G. I want to hook up with that guy. I love to get him on Blog Talk Radio. I'm gonna get some big name here and promote the hell out of it. And you know.
Hey, if you can scrape together $500 million, you get Howard Stern.
Oh no, no.
Get him on here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but then you might lose some listeners.
Yeah,
that's true.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Howard Stern's $500 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
Plus he made $300 more million because he sold all his stock.
Yeah, he's
you know
done
that?
Very
he
well
sold...
for himself.
Mm. Unbelievable.
He's also doing very good stuff over there. I was over there for a while. I never got to go really be involved with the show, but just hearing the show, it's done.
It's good.
It's done very well. He's in his element over there. He can just wallow in his in filth, which is what he's always wanted to do.
Right.
Great. He's the right guy for it.
Well, we could wallow it. We could wallow it.
Oh
all.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to wallow in filth? Have fun.
No, there's room for all. You know,
you can wallow in all the filth you want over here.
Well, okay.
I'm wallowing in filth as we speak.
Phil actually was doing that anyway.
Phil, you were. You were doing the okay.
Well, I wouldn't say wallowing.
Yeah, that's an interesting word, wallowing.
Yeah.
Mike's a sophisticated guy.
Yes, I am. It's an SAT word, I think.
Definitely. And that was actually the example they used, wallowing in filth.
What about the fear factor? I have a question for you guys. Did you see the fear factor the other day, or the stars, celebrity fear factor?
I didn't see. I heard about it. What
well,
happened?
John was on, you know, Stuttering John is a big celebrity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Right, and just all these people that, you know, someone was on a sitcom 20 years ago, and they grow up to some ugly guy, and it's unbelievable, you know.
Yeah, the Fear Factor is that show, I'm surprised it's still...
Would you do it with 50,000 eat, like, God knows what, and...
Well, you should have seen the girl I slept with last week.
I've definitely done disgusting things for less of a reward. So I, like the respect of 50 drunk 22-year-olds.
Yeah, we
like
were
just pledging a frat. So, yeah. So I think that I would do it for that much money.
So that's how they get their, well, that captive guest list, because people just do it for 50 G's because they've done worse, a lot less.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like Stuttering John, are you kidding? That guy's done a lot of, yeah, exactly. But so if Fear Factor calls, I'm willing, if you're listening, Fear Factor, I'm willing to entertain any offers you want to throw out to me to wallow in my own filth.
Yeah, I'm the future celebrity.
So where do you guys, where are you going? What's your path now? And where you want to be? You want to be TV? You want to be big stars?
I don't know. Phil, what do you want to do?
So
I'm kind of enjoying anonymity.
Really?
No.
Still talking from his parents'
face
right now.
I want to be making millions, nailing tons of models, whoever I choose,
mm-hmm.
and then I might be satisfied with life.
Maybe, but I don't know. Will you really?
Well, look at those guys, those bombers. They have the virgins, right? And when they die,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's one way, Phil. You could either get really good at comedy or just accept Islam into your life.
Well, the problem
and
is that we're alive.
Did you see when on the cover of the Post when Al-Zarqawi died a couple of months back? You know, Al-Zarqawi, the guy who was in charge of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. They put his face on the cover of the Post, dead, mind you, the face of his dead body on the cover. And then someone decided, you know what? No, this isn't shitty enough. We need to add something to this. They added a speech bubble next to his face, saying like a speech bubble like Garfield might have, saying like, "Man, I love lasagna," like one of those. And they wrote, "Warm up the virgins." Like that's the height of journalism. Right
there.
That's good
stuff. Something they would do in their newspapers.
How can you do a parody? I was thinking of this. How could you do like a parody or like an exaggerated version of the Post? Like if Mad Magazine wanted to do the, you can't. You can't do something that they wouldn't actually do.
The Post is a parody of other newspapers.
Exactly. It's like, let me write something so stupid the Post. You can't do it. Like they'll be like, Paris Hilton continues to exist. Like they'll have crap like that on their cover.
Real journalism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Amazing. So, Phil, that is an option of yours. You can have tons of models or you can have tons of virgins.
Well, why can't I have them both?
That's true.
I want it all.
That's true.
In fact, if their virgins were models, then...
That would be...
Then I'm already in heaven. I don't even have to die.
Well, you guarantee tons of models if you actually do host your own, lunch show.
That's
virgins are overrated. I don't know if I would want to deal with. I've had to deal with when I was younger. I had to deal with a couple virgins, and they're not. It's no picnic with them. It's a whole to do. It's a whole you gotta act like you're a lawyer on the side of perversion and convincing them. It's no fun to be hanging out with virgins. I don't get that.
I wish I could speak from experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want a picnic. I'd set a picnic down. I want something more disgusting than a picnic.
Well, these models that come in, I mean, you can't even talk to them either, can you? I mean, they're not from this area, and they grew up in who knows where, and they come up here all. I guess they're fun to hang out with. I don't know.
Goddamn models.
You just can't talk to them because they have a limited vocabulary.
Yeah.
And I mean, like,
so what do you care about
them,
that?
They're like, what's the...
You just got to use the right words. You just use the words cocaine and modeling agent. You just use those three words over and over again and in the right combination, and you're in.
It's like sprinkling fairy dust on them.
Yes, they come alive. They're powered by cocaine.
Well, you
exactly.
A bunch of them down there in North Carolina.
Yes, I will see a lot of young Southern dumb girls.
I love me some Southern women.
Yeah, Phil's coming with me. I'm gonna have to introduce them to, you know.
Phil, where'd you go to school? Phil, where'd you go to school?
For a college?
Yeah.
Cornell.
Oh, okay. Oh wow.
He's
a smart guy.
Or as I like to call it, ugly, cold bitches.
Yeah, Phil was stuck dealing with smart girls at his school. My school, they were there. There were smart girls there. But there were other girls there, too.
Mike would call me, like, every week, like, bro, I just got laid by, like, the hottest girl ever. And I'd be, like, crying, like, into the phone.
That was basically it. There was one time I called him late at night once. Phil, do you want to tell the story? It's at the end of the show.
It. Yeah.
Okay, this is a horrible story from my past, Alan, that I'm going to tell you.
We love hearing that.
When I was in college, I had relations with a girl who was very large, and for some reason, you know, everyone does it, and
like
it's not.
Just
it's not a horrible thing, but for some reason, it struck a nerve with me where I felt like I had crossed some line in my psyche that I could never go back. I was still young. I was like 18 years old. I felt like I'd really done. So I'd crossed some line.
What happened?
I needed to talk to someone who was outside my immediate environment, who didn't know this girl. How bad it was. So I called Phil at his school, and it sounded like, he said it sounded like I just killed someone the way I talked to him. I was like, oh, it just happened so fast. We were talking, and she was just in my room, and I don't know, and what am I supposed to do? And, yeah, it was a rough night, but
he
Phil talked me down.
like talk him through it, like he was tripping on acid. I'm like, just calm down. You know, you're in a safe place.
He was on the ledge. He was on the ledge.
Yeah, and you know, and since I haven't made a habit out of doing that, but I was a little drunk. I wasn't as drunk as I should have been. That was probably, I think that was part of what I was saying on the phone. I was like, I'm just hanging out. I just thought we were just talking. It was startling to me.
Well, that's the foundation of your relationship. That's great.
Yes, yes. Our friendship grew by leaps and bounds that night, as did that girl over the course of her life. I don't know.
Is that memory still in? That's obviously been a very formative moment
in your life. Yeah, I'm half the crap I learned in classes. I just did air quotes, by the way. In classes in college, I don't remember, but I will remember that forever.
But well, listen, guys, we're winding down here. I want to. It was a good. Great. I'm gonna have more comics on.
Absolutely, we got through the hour.
We got and nicely too.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it was a good time.
I think we all learned something.
Well, yes,
I think
Alan knows that I have no respect for myself.
He knows that I have no respect for women.
You know, a sign of a good talk show host, of course, is where I don't know if either of you have been crying last hour. Because if I could make either one of you cry, like Roy Firestone, you know, they did the whole thing, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I didn't get that, but I did get to learn a nugget of something that probably no one else knew, Mike. This woman in college.
And Internet knows now, too. And I hope Internet won't, bring it up in awkward situations.
Internet won't tell her.
Yes. Internet, please don't tell. I almost said her name, but I didn't.
Nah, don't say it. But, hey, listen, the women, all the three or four people listening to this show, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Hey, listen, guys, enjoy your trip down there. And I'd love to do this comedy channel. I'd love to set something up and maybe get some more comics. Other people you run into want to do some stuff, do a show on Blog Talk Radio. We're all here. You have my email. Love to talk about it.
Absolutely.
All right,
thanks, Alan.
Enjoy. Thanks.
Take it easy. Hey, go to MikeTrainer.com
to find out all about my
shows. Or GiantComedy.com. Same thing.
Excellent.
And PhilMazo.com.
PhilMazo.
Yeah,
how do you spell it?
M-A-Z-O.
M-A-Z-O. Can't get easier. That's MikeTrainer.com and PhilMazo.com. Two good guys and a lot of fun. Should be a great. If anyone's in North Carolina, head over there and check them out.
Charlotte Comedy Zone, Wednesday.
Excellent. All right, guys, enjoy.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. That was fun. I enjoyed that. We're going to have him on again if they would do it. I don't want to ruin their careers, of course, but anything we can do. And had a great time tonight. Once again, it's Alan Levy, Blog Talk Radio. Hope you enjoyed this hour. I did. And I will see you on Wednesday night for my next show. And have a good night. We'll see you on air. Bye-bye.